This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. There's an idea that surfaces from time to time in the national debate over whether the minimum wage ought to be raised. The idea is a sub-minimum wage for low-skilled or younger hourly workers. Well, it turns out there already is a sub-minimum wage for a different group of employees, and it's about to go through some changes. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
The sub-minimum wage was part of the Fair Labor Standards Act passed during the Depression. Brad Hirschbein is an economist at the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. He says the idea was to make disabled workers more appealing.
So that they would have opportunities while employers would not have to pay a rate of pay that they could not justify based on the productivity of those employees.
So how's that worked out? Depends on who you ask. Talk to Curtis Decker, and he'll tell you the subminimum wage leads to the exploitation of disabled workers, and we should get rid of it eventually. Decker heads the National Disability Rights Network.
This is an example, I think, of a disability policy that was well-intentioned 80 years ago and has kind of lost its effectiveness and its purpose.
Congress agreed and passed the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. President Obama signed it about 18 months ago. The government is still figuring out the rules, but Decker says the idea is to put disabled teens in regular jobs and not shunt them into subminimum wage jobs. But nonprofits who employ them at the lower wage say, not so fast.
Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater.
That's Leanne Fox, a lobbyist for Access, a trade group for nonprofits employing the disabled. She says proposed rules requiring them to employ non-disabled workers could put them out of business and deprive disabled workers of a job.
It gives them something that they can have as their own, where they're earning a paycheck. There's a pride and a sense of self-worth.
Economist Hirschbein says it's worth tinkering with the subminimum wage, but it's not clear that getting rid of it entirely is the answer. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.